It is Tuesday, and that means it is time for tips for hardy gardeners. Well, good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Maya?
I'm great. How are you? It's really feeling like summer.
Yeah, it sure is. Beautiful morning out if folks haven't been out yet.
Well, my garden has so much lettuce going that it's kind of taking over, and I can't keep up with it. But I have had to water the garden quite a bit.
Yeah, we're kind of in a stretch right now, and as you mentioned, the chances for rain are a little bit lighter than we've had in the past.
And it hasn't been adding up, and my rain gauge has been pretty empty.
Yeah, so folks who've been able to enjoy that luxury of not having to water their vegetable gardens or flower gardens or even their containers have to start sort of thinking about that, how they're going to get water to those plants, because of course they get larger, like you mentioned your lettuce. It requires more water to keep that growing and healthy and things like that. So folks should be thinking about watering if they haven't yet for their containers, especially pots and hanging baskets, stuff like that. That really, because they have airflow all the way around them, the container or the hanging basket, you lose moisture quite a bit quicker than things that are planted in the ground. So folks make sure that they're getting routine watering. And before we came on, you had mentioned one of the things that you're battling is getting enough water to your tomato plants.
Yeah, the ones in containers.
Yeah, and that's a big challenge. And what we'll often see is the tomatoes will reflect that. You know, if that vine is nice and healthy and then drooping, and then nice and healthy and drooping as the water, if water is inconsistently getting to it, what we end up with is we end up with fruit on that tomato that is actually suffering. And you end up with things like blossom end rot, which is not solely inconsistent water. It's also a calcium deficiency. But you end up with tomatoes that are rotting at the end and falling off and things like that before they're ripe. So it's really important, in especially tomatoes case, tomatoes and peppers, to make sure if you do have them in containers that you have a nice consistent water source. By consistent, it doesn't have to be constant and it's always sitting in water, but not allowing that soil to dry out to the point where the plant is wilting between watering.
Is there a good time of day, best time of day to water?
Yes, you really want to do that as early as possible in the day for a couple of reasons. One, if it's going to be a hot day, that moisture is available for that tomato when it's at its greatest point of stress, which is during the heat of the day. And then also you want to water early in the day so that foliage dries properly before evening. So you're not spreading fungal diseases, things like early blight, which is really is catastrophic for tomato plants potatoes and things like that. So making sure you water early in the day if at all possible. Now, if you can't do that, then water at the base of the plant. So you really want to avoid getting that foliage wet. If you can avoid it, by watering down at the base of the plant rather than just standing and spraying it with a garden hose, put the hose down near the base. Allow it to trickle, the water to trickle out for just a few minutes. That's really all you need to do. Then move it to the next plant. So by avoiding that foliage getting wet and splashing fungal spores from unhealthy tissue to healthy tissue, and allowing that disease or that fungus to perpetuate itself on that plant. Because once they get that, and folks have probably noticed that on their tomato plants, that all of a sudden the bottom leaves start yellowing, and then they start browning, and then they start drying and falling off, and pretty soon the whole tomato plant is gone. That's generally early blight, and generally an indication of improper watering. Now, it could be lots of rain that has caused that, too, but generally rain isn't as often as to water our containers. So we're, as humans, we're generally spreading that by the way we water our plants, and especially, as I mentioned, tomatoes and potatoes. So good, consistent water early in the day, making sure you're feeding those, especially in containers, so you're getting some organic kinds of things in there with the plants, because right now they're heavy feeders, they're heavy drinkers, and they're heavy growers. So you want to make sure that you have those things in place for them. So you've got good food, you've got good water, and you've got good light, and then you'll have good produce. So those things combined with just taking care of the plant, you should be pretty successful.
Is this an every day? Should we be watering our garden every day if it's not raining?
It really depends on the size of the container and the location of the container. I would say for a lot of folks, yes, if they've got those tomato plants or containers out in a sunny location, up against a foundation on a south side or west side, or on a deck on the west side of a house, where they get a lot of that afternoon heat and sun, they may be drying out every day and need to be watered every day. And another thing for folks to think about is if they are having that problem and they're drying out that often, they may want to look at the type of soil they're using. So if they're buying a commercial potting soil, they may want to look at maybe a different product, something that more consistently holds moisture. Some of the big store brands oftentimes look really good, but they don't hold moisture very well. So people constantly battle either too wet or too dry a soil. And so when folks are considering soil media for their containers, look at what you're buying and look for something that might be a little bit higher quality, but certainly a better quality for your plants, because it really does make a difference what you put in that pot, and certainly not putting things like just soil from the garden, which is too heavy and compresses too easily in that container. So,
well, all very good tips. Water your garden.
Yes. Water garden, water consistently, and water early.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for joining us on this sunny summer day.
Yeah, get out and enjoy it.
All right, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Tom Casper is a master gardener and a past president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Tuesday mornings here on Northland Morning. And great tips from Tom Casper this morning.